Hello and welcome to Channeling Divine. How are you tonight? I am looking forward to talking to everybody. We have a call-in number at 406-545-4496, option 1, or the chat room is mtradio.net/chat, and I'd love to hear from you. I see that some people, it looks like, are still on from Danielle's show, so thanks, Danielle, for passing those people on. We love that we can share people. So, it's good to see you tonight. Yeah, the chat room was way active. That's great. So, let's see. How about we start out tonight with a song? Not really sure which one to do. So, give me a second until they tell me which one. Who are you, my pretty fair maid? Who are you, me honey? And who are you, my pretty fair maid? Who are you, me honey? She answered me quite modestly, I am me mother's darling, with me to re fall diddle di dearie, fall diddle di-ree-o. And will you come to me mother's house when the moon is shining clearly? And will you come to me mother's house when the moon is shining clearly? I'll open the door and I'll let you in, and the devil old one will he rest with me to re-hi fall diddle di dearie, fall diddle di-ree-o. So I went to her house in the middle of the night, when the moon was shining clearly. So I went to her house in the middle of the night, when the moon was shining clearly. She opened the door and she let me in, and the devil one will hear us with me to re-hi fall de diddle di dearie, fall diddle di-ree-o. Then she took me horse by the bridle and the bit, and led him to the stable. Then she took me horse by the bridle and the bit, and led him to the stable. Saying there's plenty of oats for a soldier's horse to eat if he is able with me to re-hi fall de diddle di dearie, fall diddle di-ree-o. Then she took me by the lily white hand and led me to the table. Then she took me by the lily white hand and led me to the table. Saying there's plenty of wine for a soldier boy to weak if he is able with me to re-hi fall de diddle di dearie, fall diddle di-ree-o. Then I got up and I made the bed, I made it nice and easy. Then I got up and I made the bed, I made it nice and easy. Then I got up and I laid her down, saying, lassie, are you able with me to re-hi fall de diddle di dearie, fall diddle di-ree-o. And there we lay till the break of day, the devil alone did hear us. And there we lay till the break of day, the devil alone did hear us. Then I got up and put on my clothes, saying, lassie, I must leave you with me to re-hi fall de diddle di dearie, fall diddle di-ree-o. And when will you return again? When will we get married? And when will you return again? When will we get married? When broken shells make Christmas bells, maybe then we'll marry with me to re-hi fall de diddle di dearie, fall diddle di-ree-o. To re-hi fall de diddle di dearie, fall diddle di-ree-o. So if anybody's wondering the purpose of that one, it's to clear myself a little bit from my day because I worked on about 30 people today at Rocky Mountain College. So I had a blast. I love working on those kids. They are so much fun. We get to go in there and do some stuff for them. Most of them are massages. Mine is not. Because mine's just different. So anyway, it's very fun to work on those kids. They're really sweet and they're really appreciative and we get paid. So that's always good. So I would love for you to ask your questions tonight, see what's going on in your lives, or tell me how all of these songs affect you. The call-in number is 406-545-4496, option one. And the chat room is mtradio.net/chat. So join us. Tell me what's on your mind tonight. So let's see. Working on all those people today, and well, for the last 3 days, actually, you would think I'd be exhausted. And some of my body is exhausted. My hips aren't terribly happy with me from having to stand up for that long. But I find it absolutely fascinating that the more energy work that I do, the better I feel about all of the energy that I get to put myself in every day. So I just find it amazing that I can be around so many people and not take on everything that they've got going on. I just get to look at it and go, oh, that's an interesting thing they've got going today. The other thing that helped was they brought in therapy dogs, and they do that at every finals week too, along with us. So we used to have a couple of massage therapists, and that has gotten way popular. So we've have four people working, doing body work on all these kids that are getting ready to do their finals or have done their finals and need to de-stress. So it's fun to do that, but so a topic for today. How about how energy is affecting everyone? How all of this energy from the earth is affecting everyone? Does anybody have any comment on that, or is that what Janielle just talked about the last time during her show? I don't know that she did. It sounded like she was talking about more about the effects and how. Little bit about how you might be able to deal with it. I know that when I found out the earthquake, I think Danielle and I were actually together when we found out about the earthquake in Nepal. I realized how I'd been feeling in the last couple of days. And, oh, cool, we've got a caller. Hello, who am I talking to?
Hello, Martha, this is Jeanette.
Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. Good to hear from you.
Good stuff.
What you got going on?
Well, I have been feeling... rewind. I have recently made some big life changes. Really exciting.
Awesome.
Going to school, embarking upon finally following a spiritual path and putting that into practice in a career in kind of way.
Very good.
And so I'm really excited about that. But the last, specifically the last week, I have felt huge, huge change coming.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to Danielle tonight, mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe I'm just wearing Nepal.
Could be. I think we're all kind of doing that.
Probably so. So I thought, okay, rarely is anything one-dimensional. So then I thought I'd check. I'm thinking residence changes, job changes. I don't know. It just feels like one chapter's ending and another one's closing.
Wow. May I ask you where you live?
I'm in Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. So it feels to me like you are very affected by everything that's happened in the earth. And is that normal for you?
Yes, but I don't realize it until after the fact and go, oh, sir.
Well, yeah, that happens with most of us. I think Danielle can see it coming a little bit better than the rest of us, but
yeah,
not necessarily with her either.
I'm not going to put a nail in my tire.
Yeah. So that is going on. So did you, are you planning on moving too, or is that something that you were asking about?
It's just one of those, it's a feeling. I checked the ephemeris and I went, okay, that says moving, that says moving, that says moving.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Wow.
But there's no conscience. There's no destination in mind. There's no reason. There's, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, life is long and rich and full of surprises.
And you're living in Colorado Springs. So what are you going to school for?
Oh, I'm going to, it's an online course, SWEHA,
mm-hmm.
for transpersonal psychology.
Ooh.
With a specialization in clinical hypnosis.
Awesome.
And this was actually, this light bulb came on as a result of Lisa Clark.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love Lisa. Yeah.
I know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Wow. So you can do that anywhere. You can do that online.
Yeah.
You can do that over Skype. You can do it on the radio. That is awesome. You could even have a show. You should come here.
There you go. Well, you know, I'm on week 5 of 104 of them. So
yeah,
we got some time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you do have some time to make the decision. I think right now, as long as you're settled, I don't know if I'd worry too much about it. I mean, if it comes up, are you married?
Nope.
Okay. So it's just you.
Yep.
Okay.
Me and my menagerie.
Your menagerie?
Yes.
That sounds cool. What? You have a whole bunch of pets?
Well, just four.
Just
two dogs
four.
And two cats. You know,
cool. Cool.
No iguanas or horses or sheep or anything like that.
Yeah. Cool. Well, so if it's just you, I wouldn't worry about it too much. I mean, if it says movement and maybe you should, I mean, maybe you will, but I think you will know it will be obvious when it comes past you. So
okay,
so since you're learning
there's
what
nothing,
you need to learn,
nothing floating past you that says, oh yeah, you might want to get some boxes.
No, not really.
Okay. All right.
I think if it isn't broke right now, don't fix it. So, and you've got everything going for you, you can do where you can learn it wherever you want to too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's no big deal. And as long as you've got a place that you're comfortable in, I say, you know, don't make any changes unless something comes slamming across your path, you know. So,
yeah. Yeah.
But, cool. So would you like me to sing for you, though?
I'm just wearing a pall.
What's that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm just wearing a pall.
It could be. But I can make you, I can help you feel more comfortable if you'd like.
That'll work. Okay.
Cool. All right. Just lean back and relax. Upon a darkened night, the flame of love was burning in my breast. And by a lantern bright, I fled my house while all in quiet rest. Shrouded by the night and by the secret stair, I quickly fled. The veil concealed my eyes, while all within lay quiet as the dead. O night, thou wast my guide, O night, more loving than the rising sun. O night, the joined lover to the beloved one, transforming each of them into the other. Upon that misty night, in secrecy, beyond such mortal sight, without a guide or light, than that which burns so deeply in my heart, the fire 'twas led me on, and shone more bright than of the midday sun, to where he waited still. It was a place where no one else could come. Oh, night, thou was my guide. Oh, night, more loving than the rising sun. Oh, night, that joined the lover to the beloved one, transforming each of them into the other. Within my pounding heart, which kept itself entirely for him, he fell into his sleep beneath the cedars. All my love I gave from o'er the fortress walls. The wind would brush his hair against his brow, and with its smoothest hand caress my every sense it would allow. Oh, night, thou was my guide. Oh, night, more loving than the rising sun. Oh, night, that joined the lover to the beloved one, transforming each of them into the other. I lost myself to him, and laid my face upon my lover's breast, and care and grief grew dim, as in the morning's mist became the light. There they dimmed amongst the lilies fair. There they dimmed amongst the lilies fair. There they dimmed amongst the lilies fair. All right, Jeanette.
Thank you.
How do you feel after that?
Kind of buzzy. In a good way.
Yeah, good, good. That's awesome. And every once in a while, I'm moving my hands all the time when I'm behind all this audio equipment.
Right.
And I bump it. So if you hear something interrupt, don't worry about it. It's just me.
It's a bump.
So... Well, yeah, I took out, you had a little bit of residual fear left, and I hope you don't mind that I kind of did away with that.
Oh, gee. Yeah, I think I can do without that. I'm real grateful.
Good. Well, it was very good talking to you, 9-8. Did you have any other questions?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. All right, well, take care, Jeanette.
You too.
All right, enjoy learning.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was really cool to have a caller call in. Our number is 406-545-4496, option 1, if you'd like to call me and chat with me about what's going on in your world. I'd love to hear from you. And we're on the chat room, too, at mtradio.net/chat. So let's see. Back to how to deal with all this stuff going on in the earth. I know Danielle talked about the fracking and her dream about the whole Midwest becoming a nice little, not really a mountain range, a huge one, but a little hill range. Very interesting how that could happen. I'm pretty sure it could, though. Seeing everything that's happened so far, and how much we're we're affecting things. It's amazing that we actually haven't had something huge happen yet. But how to deal with all this stuff that's going on. So, one of the things, of course, I sing for myself. That's a given, I suppose. But one of the things that I do is try to meditate as much as I can. And I want to talk about meditation a little bit, too. You really don't have to sit with your legs crossed upside down and your hands on your knees and chant Om in order to meditate. That's one way of doing it. But most people really... Number one, I can't get my hips into that position, so that isn't happening for me. And number two, I don't know if I could really sit down that long. I mean, long enough for me to have an actual meditation. Now, can I do something for an hour and have a meditation for an hour? I absolutely can. I can actually work on people and do my own meditation at the same time, which is absolutely fascinating and fabulous for me, but most people don't do that. So what I recommend is if you need something physical to do while you're meditating, I recommend that you go either go for a walk out in nature, which is probably the best, or if you have a treadmill, get on that treadmill and maybe not turn the music on this time, maybe not turn the TV on this time. Just see what happens in your brain while you're walking on that treadmill. And maybe you can be counting steps along with your little screen up there that says how far you've gone. But I bet you'll find your mind starts to wander. And you know, if you find negative thoughts coming in while you're walking on that treadmill, just say thank you and then dismiss that thought, because you are worth every penny that you got coming in, and you're worth more than that, really. Most of us are worth more than what we've got coming in, but who knows where that's going to come from right now. So, but you got to believe that it is. So, while you're working on that treadmill, if you find a really good friend of mine calls it the barking chihuahua happening in the background. If you find yourself nipping at your own heels, your own brain nipping at yourself, just say thank you for that and let it go. And then try to put your focus on a different thought, something positive, like look at how far I've gone, or look at what happened to me today, the good things that happened to me today. Maybe you passed by a rose bush and actually stopped to smell it. That would be cool. maybe you heard somebody fabulous on a radio show. That'd be awesome too. maybe your boss gave you a raise and you are worth that raise. And so you should think about how you're worth that raise and how many things you are very, very good at so that you could improve for the next raise. And you should think about, let's see, the fact that the sun is shining and it's bright outside. Okay, maybe it's not right now, but it could be. Or if it's raining, look at how cleansing that rain is. Or if it's snowing, I am blessed to live in an area where it's snowing. Now, if it happens that an earthquake somewhere has affected you, try not to think about how many people died in that earthquake. Think about, if you're thinking about the dead, think about how lucky they are that their souls got to be released and that they get to go on and do better work and help us do our work too. Because everybody affects each other. All souls affect each other. So the happier they are to be released, the happier we get to be too. So all of those souls got to go up, and you know, some of them, it may have been traumatic. They may have to spend some time with somebody like me on the other side who balances their energy, and that's okay, because they're getting that done. And there are people left that it's very traumatic for them to have lost so many people in their lives. And maybe that, well, for sure they chose that soul lesson. So, but that doesn't mean we can't pray for them. But pray for them to have that lifted off of them, that burden lifted off of them, and know that it will be. Instead of, oh, these poor people. That's the problem, one of the problems I have with church. It seems like everybody is just stuck on the gloom and doom in church, and I just have a real problem with that. So when we pray for people, I like it to be that we pray for them to and see them. The way I pray is that I know somebody's going to get better. I know that their energy is going to be balanced. I know that that chakra is going to be cleared of any residual effect that might harm them in any way. I know that when I'm praying for somebody in the hospital, I know that they are going to get better, or they are going to have their highest good happen. So if their highest good isn't aligned with what I think it should be, that's my own deal. And I've got to deal with that. But usually their highest good is and I'm not bragging about myself, but usually I am up for their highest good, and I want whatever they need to have happen. So if they need to move on, I'm happy to help them move on. And I get to do that in my job sometimes. So anyway, when we're praying for the people in Nepal, just keep an open mind and keep it uplifting and keep it positive. And know that the survivors are going to be okay, because they're the ones that we should really be worried about. I see some people are having problems with the chat room. Hopefully everybody isn't. But if you can't get on the chat room, give us a call at 406-545-4496, option 1, and chat with me. I'd love to hear from you. So the chat room is mtradio.net/chat. And it looks like we need to take a break now. So thanks for listening, and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years.
And it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
At SoulSync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call SoulSync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year, we're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings.
Hi, welcome back to Channeling Divine. Oh, so it looks like we got a few people in the chat room and a few people listening, and I would love for you to call in at 406-545-4496, option one. The chat room is mtradio.net/chat. So I'm trying to remember what we were talking about before... Before we left, I think we were talking about keeping yourself balanced while there were things happening in the world. So one of the things we talked about was keeping yourself positive and keeping your prayers positive. I talked about church a little bit too. I was in Off the Leaf this week, and there were two men that one of whom teaches some kind of after school course, Christian course. And I listened to him talking about the Bible and I thought, that is just scary to me. And so I just want you to remember that the Bible can be interpreted all different ways. And I just tend to believe that everything should be happy and positive, because that's the way I want to live my life. So I disagree a little bit with how he was interpreting the Bible, which is fine. Each of us is on their own paths. And I get that there have to be people out there that think differently than me. So, but I am hoping that we can raise our vibration enough and be happy enough that we could live in a world that was just a little bit happier. And you know, the happier we keep ourselves, the happier our planet's going to be too. Our planet is a direct reflection of how upset or how happy or how calm or how livid we are. Now, I've heard a theory going around that the people in Nepal were so peaceful and so spiritual that they just decided to all exit at once. And I found that very interesting. That would kind of be in conflict a little bit with what I just said, but I found it an interesting concept. I tend to believe that they are absolutely a peaceful people, is for the majority of them. But I think the rest of the world is what affected them so much. And maybe it was time for them to check out. Maybe that was their spiritual contract. In fact, I'm sure it was. I'm just not exactly sure how all this works. So if anybody has a line on that, let me know. But as far as protecting yourselves from all this, really, we don't need to protect ourselves. What we need to do is, once we realize that something has gone on, we just need to rebalance. So get grounded. And the way to do that is just kind of feel yourself, or one way to do that is feel yourself growing roots into the earth. And think about all of your energy centers being balanced. And think about your energy just growing bigger and happier all the time. Just second by second, just happy and calm and peaceful, and shoot a line up to heaven too. so that you're connected to heaven and earth at the same time. And bring that energy back and forth from heaven down to the earth through you. And just make yourself calm. And that's the easiest way for me to get grounded anyway. So you can also go out and stick your feet in the dirt. You can go down into your basement because cement is made out of dirt. As long as you don't have any rubber tile over the top of it, it works pretty well. It even works for through carpet. So get yourself grounded and just think about peaceful, happy times happening all over the earth. And whatever needs to happen should happen. And the thing that I would like to keep in mind is that the calmer we keep ourselves about everything, the calmer everything will be around us. And that person that is next to you in your office that's nitpicking pretty much everything that you do can kind of go away for you. I mean, the more calm and the more grounded you keep yourself, the less they can affect you. So eventually they're just going to give up and they're not going to pick on you anymore. Or you're going to notice that it just doesn't affect you anymore, whether they do or not. So it really doesn't matter. Curiosity says, I read that the ankle biters feed off of our negative energy, thus the need to keep us in fear and misery, right? Yes, that's absolutely true. What she's referring to as ankle biters is any kind of darkness. Any kind of darkness can feed off of any of our negative energy. And what they do is when we've got a thought in our head, then that's negative. We usually expand on that thought. Instead of bringing ourselves back to peace, we expand on that thought, and that allows them more food. So they put more thoughts like that into our head. So that allows them more food again. So it's a real great symbiotic relationship if you want to stay that way and you want to stay in that misery. I know a lot of people like that, unfortunately, and I really feel sorry for them. I'd love to help them, but I finally realized that it's not my monkey and it's not my circus, and I can't help them if they don't want help. So Curiosity says, so if we are peaceful and zen, there is no negative energy. Perfect. Yes, that's absolutely true. There's nothing for them to feed off of. There is nothing for that coworker to feed off of either, you know. And she's got her own little ankle biters biting at her too. So, and that's part of the reason why she's taking it out on you. So just know that that's happening for her and look at her and say, oh, wow, that's an interesting costume you got on today. Sorry. And just keep yourself in your zen and your peace. So, let's see. I think I want to sing another song. And I want to do this song for my friend in Scotland who has decided that he wants to come visit Montana. So, when he does, I'm betting he'll make it on this radio show. His name is Martin. And he is a busker in Edinburgh. So I just want to send him a little bit of energy because he is the one who helped me out with the confidence to be able to do this stuff in public and also to be able to do it on the radio. So here's to you, Martin. Thanks. I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Baby, I've been here before. I know this room and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victor march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 You say I took the name in vain, but I don't even know the name. And if I did, well, really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter what you heard. The holy or the broken, hallelujah. 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 I did my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my lips but hallelujah. 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 Curiosity says, yay, Martin the Busker, bring it. Yeah, he'll fit right in Montana, I'm sure. He's actually studied quite a lot about Montana. So when he found out I was from Montana, he was pretty interested right away. And the fact that we sing real well together didn't hurt anything either. So we were actually invited back into a few bars for pay, So the next time I get over to Scotland, or maybe when he's here, we'll do some stuff together. So that'll be great. He is actually, according to Danielle and a few other sources, the only person left in my fairy family besides me. So it's way cool that we could meet each other. And we actually met each other the first day that I was in Edinburgh, which I find absolutely amazing. So if you're looking for who you might match up with, and you know, just put it out there. Ask for some help from your guides and angels or fairies or whoever you ask for help. And just let it happen and see what happens to you. Something strange might just happen. So the number to call in is 406-545-4496, option 1. And we're at mtradio.net/chat. So let's see. What else would you all like to hear about tonight? Maybe a little bit about Ireland. Let's see. Off the coast of Ireland, in the southwest corner, there is an island called Skellig-Michael Island. And Skellig-Michael is very hard to dock at. There is a platform, which really, I guess you could call it a platform. It's where you get off at. It's actually a cement block that's about 4 feet square by 6 feet deep, it looks like. And hopefully it keeps going a little bit more underneath the water so that the waves don't get too huge and just leave it as hanging there. But it's very interesting. It looks amazing. I wish I could have gotten up there, but unfortunately the seas were a little too rough that day, and that little tiny platform was not something that our captain or any other captain was going to go up against in seas that rough. But the whole point of me going out to that particular island was so that I could sing and really connect with the energy there. And there is a ley line that passes through the island, and the marker for that ley line is down underneath the water. And since we circled around a couple of times, I got to actually work with that ley line, and I found it amazing that there were 16 people on that boat, and not a single one of them even looked twice at me while I had my pendulum out and was singing away, and none of them minded at all. I don't even know if most of them knew that I was singing. Usually people stop and listen. So I found it really weird that it was like I wasn't even on the boat. So, but absolutely amazing, because I got to connect with that ley line. And I don't know how many of you know what ley lines are, for one thing. It's a grid of energy lines that go around the earth. And during the Dark Ages, that particular ley line and several others were kind of shut off by the fairies and the angels, because there was so much negative energy being passed back and forth. And like energy from the plague, all kinds of darkness just was able to get all through all those ley lines and shoot itself to other places on the earth. So what the angels decided to do for the best was kind of shut down those ley lines. It wasn't complete shutdown, but it was enough so that the darkness couldn't really affect us quite as much. And we started being able to raise our vibration again so that we could climb out of the Dark Ages. A very good thing. So me getting to work with this ley line was amazing, because they're all connected. So everything that I got to do in Ireland would affect things here in Billings, Montana. So, and it would affect things all over the United States, really, and all over the world. So while I was in my office, long before I even was thinking of going to Ireland, I was doing a massage and got a download of all of a sudden getting to see how all of those things connected, all those ley lines, and how everything that is like the pyramids and the Mayan temples and even up on top of the Bighorn Mountains, the medicine wheel. There are a lot of those medicine wheels all along the Great Divide. and all of those connected, and all the dolmen in the Celtic lands, and all of, in fact, the Celtic lands, which would include England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, all of those lands are very lit up with energy. It's just an amazing place. And that's why I felt the need to go there. And I needed to connect with the past life that all this energy work that I do came from too. So that was my main purpose in going up there. But also I needed to learn more about everything that was happening up there and try to bring some of that culture and some of that energy back to Billings, Montana, so that we could become the spiritual hub that some of us see happening here. So that was what was so spectacular about working with that ley line. And once I worked with that ley line at Skellig Michael Island, I was able to connect lots of other different places, just for me. And so that I could tap into that power whenever I work on other people, like everybody listening tonight. So when I'm working on you, I'm not only tapping into ancient Chinese medicine for the meridian lines in your bodies, and also the auric fields and all the chakra systems, which is from India. So all of those systems, I'm tapping into all of that ancient medicine. And then I'm also tapping into the energy grid that goes all over the earth, the ley lines. And I'm tapping into places that were built specifically for specific purposes, like the standing stones at Callanish. I'm tapping into energy from there and just bringing all that good energy into you and making you whole, helping you make you whole. That's what I really do. So anybody that takes that credit for themselves, I don't know. We don't get to really do anything. The only thing we get to do is help facilitate you making yourself better. So let's see. What else would you like to hear about tonight? I'd love to hear your suggestions. Either tell me on the chat line or call in at 406-545-4496. We don't have a whole lot of time left, so maybe another song just for fun. Near Danbridge Town in the County Down, one morning in last July, down a boring green came a sweet colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself, for to see I was really there. From Pantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head, and it looked with a feeling rare. And I says I, to a passer-by, who's the maid with the nut-brown hair? He looked at me, and it says he, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McGann, from the banks of the Ben, she's the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. She had soft brown eyes with a look so shy, and a smile like the rose in June. And she sang so sweet, what a lovely treat, as she lilted an Irish tune. But the lamb must dance, I was in a trance, as she whirled with the lads of the town. And it broke my heart, just to be apart from the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. At the harvest fair, she'll surely be there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes. With my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right, for a smile from a nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow turns a rust colored brown. Till my smiling bride by my own fireside sits to star the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county town. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. So, last week after I did my show, I think it was, my son called me and he said, "Mom, you sound really great on the radio." And I said, "Thanks, Colin." And he says, "But my God, those songs are so sad. Do you have to sing everything so sad?" And no, I really don't. But it goes along with Irish music, and it does bring all that emotion up. So, but I decided to make it just a little bit lighter tonight. So there you go, Colin. I hope you're listening. And Kirsten, too. So thanks, everybody, for listening. I'm so glad you did. If you want to get a hold of me for a private session, you can call me at 406-281-0135, or you can come down to Soul Sync in Billings, Montana. The phone number there is 406-252-4832, and we're located at 208 North 29th Street, Suite 227. And we've got a psychic circle going on there on Tuesday nights starting at 6 o'clock, and everybody's welcome. We do all kinds of fun, interesting things there. We talk about psychic issues and questions that people have and help people grow in their psychic abilities. Let's see. If you want to do a private session with me, I can do that either over the phone or on Skype. And I am certified now in the soul trauma healing, so we can do a session on that, or you can do just energy balancing or whatever you got going on in your world. Just let me know and I can help you with it. So thanks for listening tonight, and I hope everybody tunes in next week for Channeling Divine and also for Danielle's show at Sight Unseen. So thank you very much, and I will see you soon.